Adam McKelvey covers the Brewers for Brewers.com with the team in St. Louis. I don't think the forecast in St. Louis is quite as nice as it is here. It's a pretty massive system.
People are worried about rain. I'm hearing it upstairs.
Yeah,
like,
I'm hoping there's baseball today, right? Adam, are we going to have baseball today? I know you always love this question.
Oh, there's a window.
There's always a window.
There's always a window.
You're looking out the window now. What do you see? No, just kidding.
I have actually a pretty cool room here that looks straight down Washington Avenue over the convention center. So I have a good view of the sky. I would say it's mostly cloudy right now, and it rained this morning, and there's rain coming this afternoon. But there was some thought that both teams are going to like push their clubhouse way late because the forecast initially was like for this wall of rain all day. We're called in at the normal time. So I'm going to view that as a good sign that there actually is a window.
Okay. A good sign. Some hope. Injuries are piling up with the Brewers, especially in the rotation. Are we seeing any hope there?
Well, I mean, I just tweeted off your little, your alert about Murph on 620 WTMJ this morning that Mizorowski news is good because he threw a pen yesterday and then we didn't get an update after that. So I took that as news that he's, you know, in line to make his next start as a positive thing. Chad Patrick gave up a huge three-run double last night, but he was able to pitch after kind of that weird vision scare. So that's a good thing. You know, there's worse news today in Angel Zerpa, the lefty reliever. He's going to have Tommy John surgery next week, so he's out for the season. And that's on top of Jared Koenig being out. He's still just throwing at 90 feet, not back on a mound yet. The injuries have hit them, and, you know, Murph makes a big deal, and he's right, that pitcher injuries are a huge problem in baseball as pitchers get more and more specialized and just nastier and nastier and throwing with more and more velocity. The result of all that nastiness is that they're very much exposed to injuries, and the Brewers tried to be innovative with the way they ramped up. Remember, they kept everybody on this sort of slow, patient schedule in spring training, knowing that they might pay a price a little bit in April in terms of not having guys stretched out to pitch counts that they normally would be in years past. They were hoping to do that to avoid injuries. It hasn't really happened that way. I mean, they've been bit by a series of things. But look, this is not, you know, it's worth remembering, this is not exclusive to the Milwaukee Brewers. Go look at the Cubs' injured list. It's... It's ridiculous in terms of pitchers. So this is a problem for the industry to figure out.
Murph addressed that this morning, Adam, on Wisconsin's Morning News.
It's the number one thing on MLB's desk right now, how to keep these pitchers healthy. They're kind of stumped.
Meanwhile, Tarek Skubal of the Detroit Tigers, I mean, Cy Young Award caliber pitcher, he's also going to undergo surgery for loose bodies in his left elbow. That doesn't sound good. You don't want those floating around.
We used to call those bone spurs.
Yes, yeah, same idea, but it sort of underscores a greater point, and the Brewers, I think, by extension of their market size, really have never done this, but you cannot afford to dump $250 million on pitchers these days, as much as it is enticing because they're so good, and they could win you a Cy Young, and they could be your key to a long, deep playoff run. The Brewers have avoided doing it, primarily due to their market size, but... Also, kind of shrewd business, I would imagine, because you're seeing a lot of money on the sidelines right now.
Well, you can do that if you have the payroll to absorb it if those guys go down. And you have the depth behind those big boys. So it's not like you can't – it's not like teams can't go out and spend a lot of money on pitchers. They just have to be able to, you know, have a buffer if things go sideways. And a team like the Brewers, their argument is they just don't have that buffer. So their strategy instead is to build on depth. And I've lost track of how many starters they've used. I think it's 10, 11. Is it 11 now? And we're a fifth of the way into the season. Their whole MO has been to build, just have this long list of pitchers in the organization who can pitch for you when needed. And it's why a guy like Brian Fitzpatrick, who is probably not a name anybody knows, before he came up to the major leagues, is up here. And those innings matter because those innings are all connected. In the same way, getting Jackson Chourio and Andrew Vaughn back in the lineup yesterday is good because they're good hitters. It also makes all the other hitters just a tick better because of what it does to the lineup. It's the same way in the pitching. That inning that the guy at the end of your bullpen picks up in a blowout loss matters for the next day and the day after that because of it, it's an inning that's not absorbed by one of your A relievers, your A-list guy. So it's all connected, and that's why the GM and the front office folks always want to talk about depth. And we in spring training always want to ask, try to set the, you know, predict the opening of the roster. We're operating on different, you know, different levels where they're always thinking about having 50 guys and we're focused on 26 in March.
And the Milwaukee Brewers just announced the Alumni Legends game. The press release coming out within, I think, the last 90 minutes here or so. Last year, they introduced the Alumni Home Run Derby. That seemed like an instant hit. How smart is this? It looks like they got Ryan Braun coming, Yovani Gallardo, Ben Sheets, just to name a few of them.
And Doug Melvin and Gord Ash as the GMs will draft teams. That was the wrinkle that is an old-timer I really like. Get those guys back in the realm of selecting players and scouting players.
Fun.
I think they're probably going to draft by age. You know, Keon Broxton won that home run derby, and, you know, he's, the closest removed to his playing career. That's how I would draft. I would just pick the youngest guys first because they're probably a little more ambulatory than us old folks. I thought it's a great idea. And we always get confused about anniversaries versus, you know, years. It's always a little bit confusing. So this is a way to double up on last year celebrating the 25th season of the Miller Park American Family Field. Now they can do the 25th anniversary and double dip on something that was really cool and the fans really bought into. And I'm sure we'll get more details coming up about whether it's going to be televised. It was last year, and more of the guys who are involved. So it's a cool idea. And you know, hearing from the players who were involved last year, the connection to the city is something that really matters to them. And it's something that they say is a little different here. You know, it's a smaller market. You really feel like you get to know the community. You really connect with fans in a way that maybe you don't in some of the huge markets. And it's special, I know, for a lot of the players. I mean, Casey McGee, for example, he had a great, bright run, you know, short run with the Brewers where he was an impact player, but it meant so much to his life. And it continues to mean a lot to him that him and his son, who fans will remember, are really connected to this place. And they will kind of forever be. And this is a way to bring some of those guys back and have them in front of the fans again.
Oh, shoot, Adam. I think I buried the lead, though, because I'm now seeing all fans in attendance can enjoy several Legends game celebrations throughout the ballpark, including 12-ounce drafts and Cam Miller Lite for $2.50.
Well, there you go.
I definitely buried the lead.
Well, until the first pitch. So I saw that, and then I thought, wow, that's kind of amazing. That's going to be a wild day. But it's until the first pitch. So let's put the
– okay. Fair enough.
Fine print out
still
there.
$2.50. Wow.
Pretty good. Pretty good deal.
So I know they're not calling this the old timers game. You remember that? I think, Adam, when you and I were kids, the old timers game was something they used to turn on the Wide World of Sports and you'd see Jim Catfish Hunter throwing in the old timers game or you know, something like that. And it used to be part of All-Star festivities, ultimately replaced by the futures game. So you saw the best of the minor leagues instead of players from ancient history. I kind of miss the old-timers game. The appeal of that is just sort of gone in all of Major League Baseball. You never really see it anymore.
There's a great highlight that comes to mind of Hank Aaron hitting a homer in an old-timers game off. It wasn't Catfish Hunter, but it was another really great pitcher.
Like Gaylord Perry or a Negro or something like that?
Something like that, exactly. And you'll have to go on YouTube and find that because it's a great highlight of the hammer chugging around the bases at age 50 or whatever it was. So, yeah, I don't know that you want to call it the old-timers game. You don't want to insult the guys. You're trying to get them to come back and play.
Well, it's going to be a great night here. That's coming up later this summer, June 24th. And also, we've seen the City Connect shoes now. That's also a new bit of information.
Yeah, those look sharp, the blue.
Beyond that's a world I'm not in, and maybe I need to dip into a little bit more because that is a big deal, apparently. And they're expecting people to, like, line up, camp out. I don't know how far people are going to go, but it's down there in the third ward, and then they'll have a few pair, it sounds like, at American Family Field that night against the Yankees. But this one I saw, and it didn't really register to me as a big deal, and then looking at the reaction of the sneakerheads out there, this is apparently a bigger deal than I know about.
And people just love local, too. So the fact that it's anything Milwaukee, hyper-local, I think that's great. Along with the $2.50 12-ounce drafts and Cam Miller Lite from games open, for the gates open until the first pitch. That is a very important
thing. You going to show up early that day, Jessica? Will I see you out there?
I mean, honestly, I'm typically... typically trying to run in before the first pitch, if I'm honest, so probably not. Also, $2.50 brats from gates open until first pitch.
Oh, there you go.
That is a steal these days.
Perfect accompaniment.
I'll bring a couple of koozies for you that day so you can have them in both hands.
Oh, there you go. Oh, geez. Double fisting. I try not to do that. I don't love the look of that. But the koozie, that's always a smart idea, Adam. Sometimes I get out there to the ballpark. I'm like, man, I wish I had a koozie. Keep this baby cold.
I like that you said you try not to do it, which indicates that you have done it.
Well,
that was my
point in my life, yes, I have.
Always good stuff from Adam McKelvey covering the team. He's in St. Louis. Hopefully there's baseball tonight. The Brewers come back to face the Yankees for a three-game weekend series beginning Friday. Good stuff, Adam. We'll check out your work at Brewers.com.
Thanks, Adam.
Here comes the judge. We'll get some big crowds, I'm sure, for that.